Episode 2034, The Gift of Living Well.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, rise and shine. It is time to get your A game on. It's Wellness Wednesday. Come on, you got this. It's the gift of living well. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, Voltaire said this, God gave us the gift of life. It is up to us to give ourselves the gift of living well. How well are you caring for yourself? How well are you taking care of you? That person you see every single morning when you wake up, the person that you're caring for when you place your head on the pillow. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, self-care is lacking in our world of immediate gratification and self-satisfaction. We want things right now. You can call it the microwave day, whatever you want, but it's the quick fix syndrome. And it's grooming our everyday living while rejecting the most important focus we need to be having, and that is our well-being. There are some alarming stats when it comes to health here in the United States. Let me read you just a few of them. Only 1 in 3 children are physically active every day. Less than 5% of adults participate in 30 minutes of physical activity each day. Okay, both of those freaked me out when I read them. Now, this was reviewed back in January of 2017. So stats have changed a little bit, but not a ton. That's only been 3.5 years. So think about this. 1 in 3 children, I have 5. And I'm reading this stat going, 1 in 3 children are physically active every day. And I'm going, okay, I'm counting my 5. I'm making sure actually they are all very active. I'm very blessed. And they make sure that they are. But part of it is what? Their influence from their mother and their father and what we have done to kind of create an environment for them to be physically active, even with all of the stuff that's going on. Now think about the other one. Less than 5% of adults participate in 30 minutes of physical activity each day. Physical activity, 30 minutes or less, that's not a whole lot. If you're doing that, man, pat yourself on the back because you are in the cream of the crop when it comes to physical activity. Now, understand, these are just stats, they're generalizations, and they're not gold and set in stone. But it is something that we can look at and say, gosh, is this what I'm doing? Do I fall into this? Or wait, maybe I can reward myself because I am doing a little bit better. It's great to see both sides. Here's another one. Only 1 in 3 adults receive the recommended amount of physical activity each week. Now, these two are for our aging parents or, you know, aging adults. So only 35 to 44% of adults 75 years or older are physically active. So that's just a little over a third. 28 to 34% of adults ages 65 to 74 are physically active. So basically, if you're 65 or older, you're looking at only a third of that population are physically active. And that's kind of surprising, actually. We're living longer, but is our quality of life sustaining us to the point of physical activity? Very interesting. Here's another one. Children spend more than 7.5 hours a day in front of a screen. And that screen is defined as TV, video games, computer. And I paused when I read that because with the situation that we're in right now, what's happening with our schools now? It's going online. So you think that you had to worry about your children earlier. Now, their education, a lot of them are starting with 100% online education. Yes, there will be some socialization because they're doing real life instruction. And so there is some back and forth. But what do they have to do in order to be in front of that screen? They have to sit. And that's where it gets scary. So it's not just about playtime, coming home after school and doing homework and being rewarded with 2 to 3 hours of time. Now it's their entire day almost consumed with screen time. More than 80% of adults do not meet the guidelines for both aerobic and muscle strengthening activities. That's crazy. As we age, we are losing muscle. And for me personally, that's scary. As a woman, I want to make sure I'm strong. I want to be able not only to chase my grandchildren, but I want to be able to pick up my grandchildren. So I've got to make sure I'm doing stuff that's going to be muscle strengthening. And also, more than 80% of adolescents do not do enough aerobic physical activity to meet the guidelines for youth. So they're not getting what? Their heart moving. It's that cardiac. And what are we doing when we're just sitting around? Unfortunately, we like to eat. We like to snack. This is all very, very alarming, whether you're looking at yourself only, whether you're looking at your family, your spouse, or even your good friends. Your body is a gift, and it's up to you to take care of the body God has given you. You know, I was having a conversation with my mom, and I told her, I said, you know, I want to die with all my original parts. And she looked at me, and her eyes got real big, and she's like, what did you just say to me? And I don't remember the context of our conversation, but there was death involved, obviously, meaning that the conversation involved the end of life. And I said, yeah, I want to die with all my original parts. I'm not willing to stress my body to the point that I need to look for replacements. Now, you might be laughing, but think about it. I have a friend whose mother is going through her third hip replacement at the age of 82, 83. Now, there are many reasons why our bodies give out, right? It is sometimes that we just don't have something good, a joint doesn't work right, or we've overused it. We are living longer and playing harder, but we don't take into account the consequences of our actions. What are you doing to get your body in the position that it is now? Whether it's weight, whether it's not exercising, whether it's not eating right, whether it's just sitting around being sedentary, we have to look at everything. We look at tools and strategies for raising our children, cooking great meals, decorating our homes, buying a house, and training our old furry friends. But what we leave out is what matters most: your body, mind, body, spirit. You have one. And I totally get it. Life happens. You find your soulmate, and then the adventure begins with family and career, the roller coaster of weight lost and gained, medical setbacks, stress, and expectations become the natural progression of aging. But why compromise what matters most? You have one body. You were not created to be the bionic woman. You were not created to be the bionic man. Take care of your original parts. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take care of your original parts. So in order to do that, you got to take some inventory. So I've got some questions to ask you. Number one, what works well and what needs help? It's important to look at the good and the bad. And a lot of us are really good at looking at only the bad. So I want you to look at your life and say, what's working well? What am I doing for my body? Now, you can, yes, look at this for mind and spirit too, but I want you to focus today. It's Wellness Wednesday. It's about well-being, living well. So I really want you to fine-tune your thoughts right now into your body. What works well? Are you getting enough sleep? I am not. I'm not getting enough sleep. And I have been feeling it for the last few days. And I think part of it is painting three houses over a period of, like, I don't know how many weeks it's been, but it's catching up with me. Long days, long nights, very little sleep. And so that's not working well for me. But when I get on a schedule, sleep works very well for me. So it's kind of a trade-off. It's figuring out, okay, what is working well for me now, or what did work well? And then maybe what I need to do to make a few changes to get the help I need and go for the goals that I need to do. So what needs help? You know, is it your nutrition? Are you not drinking enough water? Are you just not moving? It's like your intentional movement is like zilch. You're not doing it. And what you think you might be doing, it's really not benefiting you. So be specific about your trouble areas and also about the positive areas. What is really working for you? Nutrition, fitness, muscle, endurance. If you're winded walking up a set of stairs, and when I say a set of stairs, let's say 12 stairs, 14 stairs. If you're like, and you're kind of breathing a little heavier, not where you're totally winded, you can still have a sentence, but you're like, this is ridiculous. I'm kind of feeling tired. And it's not like 1 o'clock in the morning where you should be exhausted. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning and you're like, I should be refreshed. Then that's endurance. We need to look at ways you can build your endurance. So what works well and what needs help? Number two, what would change your reaction to your reflection? I love that question. What would change your reaction to your reflection? You are your worst enemy and your greatest cheerleader. I want to say that again. You are your worst enemy and your greatest cheerleader. So when you wake up in the morning, what you see in that mirror, you carry with you every single minute throughout your day. And if you start out your day looking at yourself going, oh my gosh, look at those wrinkles. Man, that skin is sagging. Those arms have never looked worse. And I think my belly's getting a bit bigger. Okay, if you're having conversations like that when you first wake up, how do you think you're going to feel throughout your whole day? Probably not so great, because the way you see yourself is not in a positive manner. So answer the question, what would change your reaction to your reflection? Is it your weight? Are you like, yeah, I could tend to lose 10 or 20, 30 pounds. What is it? You don't even have to put a number to it. You're just like, I need to get into shape. I need to feel more alive. Saying it that way might be better than saying I need to lose weight, because losing weight is like, oh, I tried that. I'm not successful. But man, I want to feel good. I want to be able to know that I can go through my day for 14 to 16 hours and feel refreshed, sleep for my 8 hours and get back up and start my day again. What do you need to do to change your reaction to your reflection? Maybe you're looking at your complexion and you're going, my gosh, you just kind of look dry and worn. You know how skin, and it's not like it's peeling off or cracking or whatever. It just doesn't look dewy. Maybe you need to increase your water intake. You think you're drinking a lot. Oh yeah, you got your coffee going down. You got your one soda that you allow yourself a day to drink, and then you drink tea the rest of the day. But then you're like, oh well, you know, tea is made of water and coffee is made of water, and well, soda, well, sort of, we'll say it's made of water too. It's not the same. You need H2O in your body. And so if you're like, okay, you just kind of look a little ragged and you need to have more dewiness, maybe you just need to increase your water intake because your cells are dehydrated. Most of us in life, unfortunately, are walking around dehydrated and nobody's talking about it. Nobody is. We talk about everything else. We talk about how heavy we are. We talk about getting enough sleep, but we're not talking about hydration. And you want to stay healthy? You want to combat the stuff that's out there in the world? You need to be able to have healthy cells, which means they need to be hydrated. So you got to drink water. Number one, what works well and what needs help? Number two, what would change your reaction to your reflection? And finally, number three, what would impact you within 1 week? A lot of people come to me and say, Christiane, I want to lose 20 pounds. And they literally want to lose it in a day. I get it. Been there, done that, and it doesn't work. It's not a realistic expectation. But you want results, because results do what? It moves you forward. And that means success is born when you're moving forward, and it feels what? Really, really good. So what would impact you within 1 week? Would you feel awesome if you could sleep every night for 8 hours? Would you feel awesome if you ate your greens like you need to be? Would you feel awesome if you did your supplements because you know that your body needs them? Would you feel great if you lost 2 pounds? Not 5 or 10, 2 pounds. And it's real weight loss, not just, oh, well, you know, I kind of, you know, just didn't eat for a week and I lost it. No, real fat. What would impact you within 1 week? These are some tough questions to answer. But I think the problem is in our world today, when we're looking at our well-being, when we're looking at living well, we're selling ourselves short because we're expecting ourselves to have everything in place before we take action. No, you got to take aim. Action ignites motivation. And you need to start asking harder questions. Yes, you're aging. You've been aging since the time of conception. You're not getting any younger. Maybe cuter, but not younger. So what you need to do is begin to say, okay, what really matters to me in this season of life that's going to get me to the next season of life? If you're one who says, I really don't care, and I'm just going to do what I want to do when I want to do it, okay, great. Then continue down that path. But if you choose that path, then stop complaining and beating yourself up when you don't like what you look like in a certain dress or how you feel on the weekend because you play the game of staying up way too long instead of keeping that consistent bedtime routine. But if you're saying, no, I really need some change. I need to be the change that I've been desiring for a long time. I've been putting it off. I've been making up excuses. I've been trying to say, well, I'm going to wait until, what's that until? Till you're 6 feet under? I know that was kind of harsh, wasn't it? I know because I have been wrestling with these questions myself. This is not stuff that I just throw out there. This is stuff that I really think about. I have deep conversations with my children, with my mom, with my husband, with my great friends, with my coaching clients. And I'm sitting there going, okay, wait, what is it that you really want? Are you just trying to look good on the surface, or do you want to change from the inside out? That takes dedication. That takes work. You got to understand that there's always going to be something that gets in the way. You got school starting, COVID-19, and then just the general demands of your everyday. Nothing is going to line up perfectly. Nothing. You can say, oh, wait, I need to stop eating my sweets. But we're going to wait to get through, you know, the next 2 birthdays. And then by the time that happens, you got Halloween. And then you have Thanksgiving. And then guess what? It's Christmas. And by the time that happens, it's January 1st of 2021. In a blink, we're going to be there. So let me ask you one more question. If you look at yourself now in the mirror, fast forward to January 1st of 2021, do you want to see the same person that you see now? If not, what needs to change? God gave you a body to live, love, and impact. The gift of living well? Well, it starts with you. Go out today, train for life, love your journey. I believe in you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.